Now let's come back to Leinster House, where the government is still embroiled in the McNulty controversy. Despite the drop in unemployment figures, the opposition party is continuing to press the Taoiseach at leaders' questions from noon. Here's a flavour of those exchanges from Emer Lowe of our political staff.
Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin said there were a range of questions around the appointment of John McNulty to the board of IMA and his nomination as Fine Gael's Shannon by-election candidate, but he was only going to ask one.
Did you, Taoiseach, or did somebody on your behalf in government buildings ask Fine Gael officials to tell Minister Heather Humphreys to appoint Mr McNulty to a cultural body?
Thank you, David.
Yes or no?
The Taoiseach said he only discussed the Shannon during his interview with John McNulty.
I never discussed anything with him about cultural boards or any other boards. I discussed with him his potential as a senator to do a political job, because this was a political seat for the Fine Gael party. So the answer to that question is there was no instruction given to the Minister for Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht. She herself read his qualifications, read his credentials, and appointed him, as she was entitled to do, as to the member of the board.
But Micheál Martin thought he had identified a discrepancy between what the Taoiseach told the Dáil yesterday and what he said today.
Taoiseach, yesterday in your reply to me, and I'll quote back to you what you said to me, during the course of the process of validating his eligibility, Mr McNulty expressed a wish to serve on a cultural body because he was intending to serve, if elected, to the cultural and educational panel. A second ago, you flatly contradicted what you said yesterday. When you said to me you had no conversation, good, bad or indifferent, with Mr McNulty in relation to a cultural body.
My point yesterday, which I answered to you clearly, in accepting the fact that the process within the Fine Gael system was itself flawed, because the official dealing with this did not go back to the subcommittee of the Executive Council, and that was the cause of great angst and a cause of concern to me, because they took it upon themselves to do that.
Sinn Féin's Gerry Adams wanted to know how many people Taoiseach had interviewed as part of the process to nominate a Shannon by-election candidate.
Yesterday, you told the Dáil that there were 29 nominees to the Shannon vacancy for which you interviewed Mr John McNulty. Now, was he the only Fine Gael nominee that you interviewed? Yesterday, you said that during the course of the validation and eligibility process, Mr McNulty expressed a desire to serve on a cultural body. Today, you say he did not raise this with you. So who did he express that desire to? Can you tell the Dáil who forwarded Mr McNulty's CV to Minister Humphreys? Was anyone else's CV forwarded to her? Who authorised the sending of Mr McNulty's CV to the Minister?
Enda Kenny explained that he had interviewed others, but that Dinny McGuinney's announcement of his retirement had had an impact on his decision to speak to John McNulty.
No, John McNulty was not the only person I interviewed. Some of these 29 approached me themselves, and I spoke to them about their views as to whether they might be considered or not. But John McNulty was one whom I gave a lengthy interview to, because of the fact that Deputy McGinley had retired, announced his retirement.
And Emer Lowe reporting there on leaders' questions. On the line we have the Minister for Agriculture and Defence, Simon Coveney. Minister, thank you for joining us. You're the second Simon out today defending the government's position. Why can't the Taoiseach answer a simple question? Simply, who were the officials who passed on the McNulty CV to Minister Humphreys? And who passed on his desire to be on a state board? Who was that first expressed to?
Well, I mean, the straight answer to that is that I don't know who that official was, so I can't give you that information. But what I do want to say about this is that I think, you know, Fine Gael people in particular across the country are frustrated and angered by this mess, because that's what it is. We as a party have attached a lot of importance to bringing about political reform in government, and we've done a lot to do that, and this is a huge setback in the mindset of the electorate and the public, because, you know, the biggest insult you can give to a Fine Gael person is to accuse them of being like Fianna Fáil in terms of standards in public office. And that has been essentially what's been happening now because of what's happened here. So the Taoiseach himself, I know because I've spoken to him, I mean, he described himself as being sick to this, you know, sick in his stomach over the weekend because of this issue.
But he could sort out an awful lot of this very simply, Minister, if he would simply, we have had two full leaders' questions, and you have just told us you still don't know what happened. We still don't know what happened. The Taoiseach surely knows. The Minister surely knows. The Taoiseach has answered questions on this for 2 days and hasn't answered those pertinent questions.
No,
and the Minister won't answer any
happened,
questions at all. You told us you do not know who were the officials. The Taoiseach said this was below Fine Gael standards. Who were those officials who passed on this information in such a way that it was below Fine Gael standards?
Correct. And I suspect the Taoiseach doesn't want to be pointing a finger at an individual within Fine Gael. But what happened is very clear. The Taoiseach interviewed John McNulty along with a whole series of other people who were interested in being Fine Gael senators. He was particularly interested in John McNulty because of Dinny McGinley and wanting to ensure political success.
And is this not what Fine Gael has done here, which you used to accuse Fianna Fáil of doing the whole time?
No.
Putting
Let
political power
question.
And electoral politics ahead of running the country properly.
No. No, let me answer that question. Someone who's been a Fine Gael TD in Donegal for many years is stepping down. Another person who has stood for election in the local elections in Donegal was very anxious to be a senator and a future TD. He also happens to be a very talented individual. He was campaigning to be on that Senate ticket, and the Taoiseach interviewed him with all of that in mind. Subsequently to that, Heather Humphreys got his CV, was also impressed by him, and put him on the IMA board. And after that, 5 days later, he became the official Fine Gael candidate. Clearly, the process by which Heather Humphreys got his CV and appointed him to IMA has raised all sorts of questions and has certainly made people very cynical about the motives, about why that happened and how it happened, and understandably so. And that is what the Taoiseach is upset about. But, I mean, the way in which politics at a high level works is that a political leader makes, you know, has interviews, makes a decision in terms of who the appropriate candidate should be.
But the Taoiseach's explanations about this, Minister, in the Dáil have verged on incoherent. As you have heard, there has been a distinct absence of Labour faces sitting beside those pale Fine Gael faces on the Dáil benches. We have a Taoiseach who promised us a democratic revolution, who appears to be obsessed with electoral success and winning a second term, and only acted on controversies over state boards well, you know, nearly into the fourth year of the term when this became the row it has become.
Well, Anya, that's simply not true. Like, we have done multiple things in terms of political reform, from introducing gender quotas, from requiring chairs of state boards to come before committees for questioning, to publicly advertising a lot of the positions that are now appointed, to increasing Dáil sitting times, to reducing the numbers of TDs in the Dáil.
Well, you mentioned gender quotas, Minister. This by-election was for a seat vacated by Deirdre Clune, and huge
Correct.
Disappointment, even within the ranks of your own party, that a woman wasn't selected for this. Gender does not matter as much as geography, it seems, in Fine Gael.
Not true. We have two by-elections at the moment, and both candidates are women. And they're both really good candidates as well. And I'm actually on my way to Roscommon to campaign with Maura Hopkins, who's one of those candidates. So I mean, we have prioritised women in both of these by-elections, and actually both of those women have won on merit anyway, selection. So it's not true to say that we're not prioritising women. We in government, along with the Labour Party, for the first time ever in Ireland, are requiring political parties to have a set percentage of women as candidates in the next general election. I mean, if that's not prioritising gender balance in politics, I don't know what is. Now, what we're doing here, and what the Taoiseach has done here, and what Brendan Howlin has brought forward, is recognising the fact that we haven't completed the job yet. And what has happened with the John McNulty fiasco has been to expose the fact that we haven't completed the job in terms of reforming the way in which people are appointed to state boards.
All
and
right.
We are now finishing that job. And by the 1st of November, every state board position will have to go on to stateboards.ie. There will be a public invitation
as
to
announced
apply for
by,
those jobs.
By Minister Howland yesterday. I just want to ask you one final question, Minister. Sorry to move it along. There is the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party meeting. Do you expect at that we will hear at last from the Taoiseach about the names of the officials, perhaps within the ranks of your party, he'd be able to go into more detail about the process. And do you think we'll hear from a woman, indeed, the Arts Minister, Heather Humphreys, who so far has been so reluctant to speak about the exact sequence of events here?
Well, no, I mean, Heather's been very clear. I mean, Heather got a CV that she considered to be a suitable applicant for IMA. She also appointed a woman from Limerick, by the way. At the same time, there were two appointments made at the same time. They were both impressive candidates. I suspect Heather will speak this evening. This evening will be a difficult parliamentary party meeting because, like me, a lot of people in Fine Gael are really frustrated by what's happened here. This has damaged the image and reputation of the party. At a time when the country is recovering and we should be talking about the economy and job creation and growth,
And indeed on a day of better news on unemployment. My final question, do you accept it was a known goal here, an own goal of Enda Kenny's creation?
Yes, this was an own goal. Enda Kenny is typical of the man, is taking responsibility for what happened here and taking responsibility for actually putting a solution in place to make sure that it doesn't happen again. But Enda Kenny isn't the kind of person that fingers an official within Fine Gael, names them publicly so that they'll be the focal point for attention. He has taken on the responsibility here as leader of the party. He took his eye off the ball on this issue and he has accepted that he shouldn't have. And as a result of that, we find ourselves in the mess that we're in today. But I want to reassure people who are listening, this is something that the Fine Gael party broadly is angry about. And we will now finish the job of the political reform that's needed in terms of state appointments to make sure that something like this doesn't happen again.
Simon Coveney, Minister for Agriculture and Defence, thank you for joining us. Our political correspondent, Martina Fitzgerald, is in studio. I remember Michael Noonan saying last week, I think, Martina, that this would blow over. Does it look as if it's going to blow over? This, of course, runs all the way till the 10th when the actual election takes place.
That's right. He said there are always political controversies, but this is running on its own steam at the moment and it's travelled further than many people would have thought last week. Interesting, though, that Simon Coveney said there that the Taoiseach may not want to finger an official and he wouldn't be the type of person who would. But he may yet have to because the who element of this is just not going away. And you may yet see, and that we may not, an official coming out and explaining what happened. Mm-hmm. It may have to happen for them for this to move on. Because
and there are still key questions about who did Mr. McNulty express an interest in being on a state board to, and how was that information conveyed to the minister?
That's right. According to the Taoiseach, Mr. McNulty said this during the validation process. So you would expect that would have been with the National Executive or with party officials. We'll have to wait and see. But ultimately, who sent the CV, who authorised, who mandated them to send the CV, if anyone? And the Taoiseach said today that the National Executive weren't aware of this IMA element and neither was he. So the anonymous Fine Gael officials are still in the frame, still in the blame game.
All right. Sounds like plenty of activity down at Leinster House. Thank you very much indeed for that, Martina.